On the 17th of January, animal rights protesters returned to doing protests at the homes of executives associated with Huntington Life Sciences, or HLS. Huntington Life Sciences kills 500 animals a day, testing things like Splenda and bleach. The protests at the homes of Jennifer Luray of Abbott Labs and Alice Rivlin of the New York Stock Exchange. And there was even a surprise visit to the home of the Israeli ambassador, Israel being responsible for so much killing and sheer suffering in Gaza. These protests took place in spite of the fact that at the last round of these protests, this reporter was nearly killed by police, being driven to the edge of a cliff, and other protesters were beaten by police and arrests made on wrongful charges. On January 17th, protesters got back into fight.
Contributions to Mary Kay, who is trying to ban home demonstrations right now as we speak and introducing legislation.
For the puppies, we will fight!
We are ready to sleep at night!
For the monkeys, we will fight!
We are ready to sleep at night!
Puppy
God!
Her name is Alice Rivlin. She works at the New York Stock Exchange, ARCA. Nice ARCA. We intend on making Nice ARCA drop HLS for good. And it's all depending on her. But be careful. Keep your cats and dogs inside your homes. Because she will ship them off to HLS. And it is not a pretty place there.
You ain't kidding. Neither is the decision by the New York Stock Exchange to list Huntington Life Sciences. Alice Rivlin of the New York Stock Exchange has done another very ugly thing, that is pressuring Mary Che of the D.C. City Council to introduce legislation to ban protests like the protests in front of her house. Before the protests at Alice Rivlin's place, people stopped at Jennifer Luray's house, head of government relations for Abbott Labs. Government relations?
It's the government relations with Abbott Labs! Abbott Labs is one of the largest customers of Huntington Life Sciences! HLS! HLS has been caught in 6 undercover investigations conducting sloppy science, punching 4-month-old puppies in the face, dissecting innocent bunnies, kittens, dogs, and primates without any anesthesia while they're still conscious and breathing. HLS workers have been caught drinking and doing drugs while on the job. And HLS customers are supposed to be sending products onto the market for people's use. HLS does such sloppy science that they let the product Vioxx onto the market. Jennifer Luray, in case you needed to be reminded again, Vioxx is the product that killed dozens of people and hospitalized hundreds of others. So not only, Jennifer Luray, are you responsible for the death of 500 animals every day, the blood of dozens of people are on your hands too. Jennifer Luray, HLS does not test some sort of life-saving science. It's not Huntington Life Sciences, it's death sciences. HLS tests on products like Clorox and Splenda and other cosmetics. Splenda, in fact, came at the result of killing 12,800 beagle dogs.
Jesus.
So, Jennifer Luray, was it worth it for you to get an extra sweetener at the expense of 12,800 dogs? Do you really think your friends and your family would be proud of you, knowing that you're sleeping on blood money, knowing that the house that you're inside of is bought off by blood money, by stuffing tubes down puppies' throats and just throwing down gallons and gallons of Splenda? Was that worth it? How about the workers inside HLS that have been caught ripping off primates' tails for fun? Or the other workers that have been caught sending beagle hearts on Valentine's Day to their loved one saying, "My heart is for you." Or sending eyeballs to a loved one saying, "My eyes are only for you." This is a sick and disgusting laboratory. HLS was once a billion-dollar corporation, and now, due to a global grassroots movement, is over $100 million in debt and continues to sink. Merck, Pfizer, Bank of America, Johnson & Johnson, UPS, you name it, have all dropped HLS and vowed never to do business with them again. You and a few remaining customers are left. You are standing in the way. We will shut down HLS. It's all depending on how much longer you want us out here. How much longer you want your neighbors to know that you are a puppy killer. How much longer you want to go to sleep knowing that the bed you slept on came as a result of killing dozens of people. It's your choice. HLS!
Shut them down!
HLS!
Shut them down!
Puppy killer!
Leave down!
Puppy killer!
Leave down!
After visiting the homes of Alice Wiblin of the New York Stock Exchange and Jennifer Lurie of Abbott Labs, protesters decided that there was some human suffering that also cried out for action. The horrific slaughter of children and innocents in Gaza, and stopped by the nearby home of the Israeli ambassador.
Everyone does not find this destroy. Everyone hates you. Everyone around the world hates you. So back off now. Free, free Palestine.
Occupation is a crime.
Free, free Palestine.
Occupation is a crime.
Free, free Palestine.
Right, on January 17th, animal rights protesters took a break during a day of going after Huntington Life Sciences client executives and stopped by the home of the ambassador of Israel to let him know that those who make excuses for burning children alive with white phosphorus in Gaza-occupied Palestine will not be tolerated in D.C. For the rich and powerful, with a tin ear to suffering, human or otherwise, in D.C. there's no sleep for the wicked.